Hello, my name is Pamela Whitaker and I'm a lecturer in art psychotherapy at the Belfast School of Art. The MSc Art Psychotherapy course at Ulster University is incorporating creative hospitality in the form of table-based art installations displaying nature, refreshments and personalised objects. These enhance both classroom experience and student well-being. Both educators and students can contribute to these interactive tablescapes referred to as ecologies of care. An ecology of care is a design often used within architecture and the health professions to facilitate safety, security, and recovery. Within higher education, an ecology of care can also promote belonging within a classroom that respects the material cultures of students. As a community of practice, an ecology of care is both a gathering place and a focus point. It facilitates participation by offering learners a place at a community table. An ecology of care classroom studio is a place where students can co-design their learning environment as a home away from home. Neurobiologically, students can't learn if they don't feel well connected and psychologically safe. In the UK, it's estimated that over half of students have experienced adversity or trauma. Trauma is one of the most significant health issues now experienced by young people and can be identified through student behaviours such as low thresholds of self-regulation, negative thinking, lack of trust, reactivity and hypervigilance. Attuned communication within the classroom can be a component of health promotion to regulate anxiety and trauma responses which activate experiences of being overwhelmed. With increasing levels of student anxiety impacting attendance and retention, making students feel comfortable encourages their persistence. Student mental health concerns have tripled in the UK, and student well-being has a direct impact on whether a student decides to withdraw from university. Decreased social support and loneliness are two contributors to student anxiety, and an ecology of care can contribute to positive student mental health, particularly compensating for anxiety, stress, and apprehension. Anxiety is also one of the most urgent concerns impacting student mental health in higher education. Consequently, students' capacity to learn and achieve can be impacted by worry and fears, which contribute to dysregulation and fear. Increased student retention relies on a university's capacity to meet student needs versus students adapting to the standardization of the learning environment. Students are requesting reasonable adjustments and bespoke learning designs to personalize their learning portfolios. Relational pedagogies are a situated practice that are generative and support emergent learner identities. A collaborative artwork personalizes an impersonal space. Soft fascination and a focal point compensates for distress and offers a foundation for emotional flourishing.
Hello, my name is Victoria McLean. I am the graduate in residence for the MSc Art Psychotherapy course at Ulster University. Ecologies of care expressed through arts-based installations such as table displays and shared objects offer an innovative way to foster inclusivity, belonging and well-being in communal spaces like classrooms. These installations serve as gathering points where individuals connect, share and reflect, reinforcing a sense of community and mutual respect. The approach aligns with the idea that physical and symbolic spaces can enhance communication and emotional safety. As an MSc student, I experienced the impact of such installations firsthand. Our classroom displays often featured elements of hospitality, shared food, handcrafted items, and personal objects representing aspects of our identity or therapeutic practice. These tangible expressions of care encourage dialogue and deepen connections that might not have emerged otherwise. A simple act such as sharing tea or artwork help transform the classroom into a more inclusive and emotionally supportive space. Beyond fostering connection, these shared objects and spaces also ease anxiety, particularly during vulnerable moments like presentations or group discussions, acting as transitional objects, a concept from object relations theory. They became intermediaries for emotional expression, helping us feel more comfortable and engaged in the classroom setting. By providing a non-verbal means of self-expression, the installations, I feel, strengthened belonging and reduced social barriers. Although it is important to have awareness that despite their benefits, arts-based installations may unintentionally exclude individuals due to cultural differences or social anxiety. Symbolic objects can evoke strong emotions, and without skilled facilitation, their purpose may be misunderstood or feel superficial. Additionally, blurred boundaries and cultural insensitivity can diminish their effectiveness. To preserve the transformative potential, educators must foster a safe, inclusive environment, establish clear boundaries, and regularly evaluate their impact through participant feedback. A communal table with personal objects, each carrying a story, creates an inviting space that sparks discussion and reduces social pressure. Experiencing this in my studies, I found that such spaces foster belonging, encourage shared experiences, and dissolve power dynamics, reinforcing participation, connection, and care.
Outcomes of ecologies of care. 1. User-led and student-centered educational environments which bring to the table a student's life experiences and cultures of home in the form of life materials. 2. The promotion of vitality, agency, and choice within the learning environment, challenging the role of the educator as being the designer of the classroom. 3. Encouraging students to be the artists of their learning and the spaces within which they learn. 4. Offering flexible learning interiors with zones for care, rejuvenation, connectivity, and educational achievement. 5. Encouraging student voice and retention through shared artistry and a collaborative remaking of the learning environment for enhanced learning. 6. A link with graduate attributes of being an influencer, change maker, thriving individual, and professional.